Happy Monday, it's a day of the moon! A day of the moon. The tarot card, the moon, means there's things that are hidden from our view. That's one of the meanings. I dedicate this to all the conspiracy idiocy that's out there. You dumb fucks. Purveyors of dumb fuckery. Despite that, I wish everyone a wonderful day. A prosperous day, a healthy day. A day utilizing common sense. We seem to be a nation which is pretty much devoid of common sense. Let this sink in. This morning, a couple of quick topics. Don't have much time. First of all, let's talk about conservatism and why it has aspects that work and aspects that don't work. So I'm on Reagan.com and I'm looking at the top 10 conservative values. And the first one is the right to privacy. Well, that's guaranteed by our Constitution. Even though law enforcement and now social media, Google, and other tech giants don't respect that. And also because we have the Patriot Act, and we have the NSA, and we have all these other things that some people believe encroach in our lives. They don't. Here to tell you, they don't. They don't. They don't encroach in our lives. They could. If we were breaking the law, they could encroach in our lives. Definitely could. They definitely could encroach in our lives. Definitely could. So here's the problem. The conservatives are just puked out so much garbage when it comes to this that people believe this shit. So Trump comes out the other day and he says that we're all victims, that you are victims, that you... What he's talking to, he's talking to white people, your victims. And you've been encroached upon by the deep state. And now the state Democrats, all these demon rats and Republicans that have bailed. Self-defense. This is the second one. Many right-leaning Americans agree that the nation's future is contingent upon protecting itself from foreign and domestic threats. Well, okay, we do need self-defense. And the main self-defense we need now is not from abroad. It's from the idiots, the right-wing scumbag bastards who've been hurting and killing and doing some really wrong shit because they're afraid that their little white identity is going to go away. So, yeah, I don't like identity politics, particularly when it riles up white identity politics, which is really why the right wing, in my observation, raises hell about identity politics, because they feel threatened by it, that their little whiteness is going to go away. Your whiteness is going to go away. Oh, someone's going to take it away. It's because you're not really white. You all have a little bit of everything in you here in this country. For the most part, there's people that are completely white and genetically okay. Let me reiterate the big fact when it comes to race. There is no race. There's no such thing as a Caucasian race. There's no such thing as a black or Negro race. There's no such thing as an Oriental or Asian race. There's no such thing as indigenous races. There's no race. Biologically, genetically, there's no race. And while there are slight differences in some ethnicities genetically, that does not constitute race. What has happened with race is that it's been turned into a class distinction. You can find vast class distinctions when it comes to socioeconomic levels. And of course, the slaves are African American brothers and sisters who were enslaved by white people. They were denigrated into a lower socioeconomic class and given racial distinction. They were called inferior as a lesser type of human being, maybe not even a human being. All these types of things have been pervasive throughout the world. Even other ethnicities who are African American or Asians even practice their own form of this oppression. And it is oppression. So yes, we have the right to defend ourselves against this idiocy. And we should be doing it primarily rhetorically and not resorting to violence. Justice. All Americans deserve to live freely and equally. They do. However, they don't uphold this one. The conservatives don't really uphold it. Limited government. Most conservative values are driven by the idea that America functions best when its citizens can govern themselves with limited influence from the federal government. Nice idea, except for one thing. It doesn't work. It's bullshit. If people are not taught personal responsibility, financially, emotionally, psychologically, socially, if they're not taught personal responsibility from a young age, how are they going to be responsible and practice self-governance? How is that going to happen? That's why we have a lot of problems. Oh, so why don't you conservatives embark on this great program of educating people to be self-governing and completely responsible? How can you be responsible for your own welfare when you don't have the opportunity to do that? Limited government is a bullshit Reaganist idea. It's Reaganism at its very worst. And it's a big problem in this country, and it gave rise to that bullshit philosophy of libertarianism. A couple of my friends who do another podcast voted for Joe Jorgensen. Joe Jorgensen is a total shitbag. She's a corporatist. She doesn't have the welfare, the opportunity rights of these people, these friends of mine, in mind. She's a corporatist. She worked heavily in industry, in the financial world. She doesn't give a fuck about the common person. Here's what's wrong with libertarianism. It wants to do away with all regulations. Okay, there's some really good stuff. Okay, I was a libertarian at one point when the party first started. I left the party after a few years because of the number of right-wing idiots that infiltrated the party. People like Bo Greitz. The problem with libertarianism is twofold. One, free market. There is no free market. That's been widely debunked. There is no free market. We don't live in a world that can have free markets. We don't. We would have to reduce ourselves to a smaller form of barter trade and mercantilism for that to work. It's not going to work. There's too many people. The other problem is that doing away with regulations doesn't protect us from these corporations. We're in a situation now where major corporations basically control our lives through economics. They economically control our lives. And this is a huge problem. It's a huge problem. So this liberty they talk about is not going to be possible if there's no regulations to control corporations. In fact, we need to enforce the regulations we have, like antitrust and so forth. Luckily, recently there was a big move in the legislative branch of our country to go after the tech giants and actually break them up. They need to be broken up. Amazon needs to be broken up. Google needs to be broken up. Now, I have a member of my family who voted for Trump. There's a couple of them. Oh, Jesus Christ, I can't believe they did that. That one didn't vote for him this time, thank goodness. Because he saw the error of that. But the reason that he voted for Trump is because his business people that he did business with were all Trumpers. Well, those cocksuckers are wrong. They're exploiters. They're liars, cheats, and thieves on a grand scale. They don't do anything to help their community. And they don't create very many jobs, if any. The 1% are not job creators. The middle class are job creators because when they get more money, they spend it all back into the economy. And in doing that, it creates sustainable businesses, which in the long run cause economic growth and create jobs. Wake up, motherfuckers. Self-help. Conservatives recognize that Americans have the capacity to lift themselves out of negative situations and should invest in self-improvement instead of relying on government or other sources. It doesn't work. It's not working. 74 million people voted for Donald Trump. That's not working. They voted against their own best interests. Here is a guy. Now, okay, so out of that 71 million or 74 million, whatever the number was, there's probably 8 or 10 million of them that did vote for their best interest because of the tax cuts, because of economic advantages that are offered by the greed of that proportion of our society. Outside of that, everybody else voted against their best interests. And so that's not self-help. That's self-abnegation. That's self-denigration. Sorry, folks. This shit doesn't work. Government has a place. We have to control and monitor and observe the government, which we don't do because we don't want to. We just want to make our money, stay in our homes, go out, have a good time. We live in the hedonistic version of the failed American dream, and it will continue to cause us to fail. Self-help doesn't work. Many studies have been done to show that self-help doesn't work. You can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps if you don't have any boots with straps on them. This is why we have government to create opportunities. For instance, if we got a huge economic stimulus, like an infrastructure bill of $3 trillion, for example, that would create millions of jobs, which would give people a good wage, a livable wage with extra income. with disposable income that they'll invest back in the economy. It'll make the wealthier wealthier, unless we tax them the way we should. And it'll also create general prosperity and economic growth. Hard work. Well, every American has an obligation to invest in and contribute to society. Okay. But how that's done is one thing, and how it's not done is another. And basically, it's not done. Americans don't want to do that, by and large. They're selfish. They're greedy. Not all Americans, a lot of Americans. It's, you know, there is a phrase that I actually coined about 30 years ago, which I don't take credit for except for saying this. Work smart, not hard. We've been working hard like ants, like blind, well, not even as good as ants, because we all remember the old Aesop's fable about the grasshopper and the ant, don't we? Well, I think there's a lot of goddamn grasshoppers around. The value of the free market. Competition drives growth and progress, according to top conservative values. No, it doesn't. We don't have competition. We have oligarchies. Big corporations swallow up smaller companies and make them part of their own. So that is not competition. There's very little competition. There's more cooperation between large transnational corporations. And that chokes out competition. Competition is about small business competing against each other. All the restaurants with different foods and so forth competing against each other for our consumer food dollars. Pride in country. Conservatives believe patriotism should be a natural part of each American's life. No, it shouldn't. Patriotism has taken on aspects which are mental illness. Mental illness. Holy shit. People go crazy over this. How are we going to unite? Now, here's my question for you people that are really pushing this. How are we going to unite with the fascists, with the wild, crazy, alt-right-wing militia types? How are we going to unite with Christians, conservative, radical, evangelical Christians who want to impose their beliefs and values on the rest of us? How are we going to unite with them? I'm not going to answer that question. You answer that in your own mind. Opposition to special interests. Well, there's a complete fail. They haven't opposed special interests. They have let them run rampant. Conservatives have done very little to cut them out. Hence the Koch brothers, hence the Heritage Foundation, hence all the dark money. This is the swamp that Trump talked about that he didn't get rid of, that he made worse by having blatant crooks in his administration. I don't want to even go down the list. It takes too much time. There's too many of them. Sanctity of the Constitution. Another fail. Look at what was just done. Look at what was just done. The Constitution is not being observed in the electoral process by all these people who think that the election was rigged despite all the evidence to the contrary. No, people don't believe in the Constitution. Most of them don't even know what it means, or they can misconstrue it like they do with the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. There's a lot of misconstruction to that. What people are pursuing nowadays, guilty, is confirmation bias. Many of us are seeking to confirm our beliefs and thinking by finding evidence for it outside of ourselves. And a lot of it is corroborative, and a lot of it is not corroborative. The Constitution has been abandoned for bullshit. For bullshit thinking. When I see someone who is afraid they're going to lose their white privilege, I see someone that really needs help. Here's the real deal. These people need help. Putting a white supremacist, a hate crimes guy, in jail and not deprogramming, you just as well put him up against the wall and blow his brains out. I'm not advocating that at all. They need to be deprogrammed. And they need to be basically harangued into it. not tortured, but they need to get deprogrammed so they don't think this way anymore. So maybe they're a little bit more objective. These people are not objective. They are victims. They are the biggest victims in our society, and it's a real problem. And we're talking on an ideological, sociological level. And then we have the real victims, who are the oppressed peoples in our society, and we all know who those are. Contrary to the belief systems of these knuckleheads, the only thing that trickled down in Reagan's economics was bullshit that ran down his fucking senile, his fucking, what did he have, Alzheimer's or dementia? Yeah. And he has astrology sucking wife running the show, really, with a bunch of advisors, some of whom went to jail. So come on. You guys need to bail on this shit. I bailed on it a long time ago. It's 7 o'clock. I'm going to work. Have a great day.